interesting, very detailed email here from a lady called Claire who listens to the programme. I can't read all of it out, Claire, but you're basically saying you listen to the show most mornings and you know we're talking about self-harming this morning and you were wondering about the numbers of suicides and attempted suicides that happen and you're particularly interested in the area that you live in and you feel that the media doesn't cover it to the extent that social media does. And there's a very important reason behind that, Claire. And very often you will hear, for example, if someone dies by suicide along the road and traffic is disrupted in some way, it'll be reported as an incident that the police are dealing with. And there's a reason for this. And there's also a very good reason as to why we're not going into every detail regarding what might be seen as an attempted suicide. It's all got to do with the Ofcom broadcasting code. Broadcasters, and this is actually from Section 2, Article 5 of the Ofcom broadcasting code, one very important line. Broadcasters should consider whether detailed demonstrations of means or methods of suicide or self-harm are justified. So there's an impact whenever we talk about the topic. And sometimes that impact can be incredibly negative on society. And we have to keep all of that in mind. And that's why we actually give the helpline numbers as we did on the programme, the likes of Lifeline or the other helpline numbers for the Samaritans. And I'll after this next song, will repeat those numbers for anyone who may find a discussion about attempted suicide or self-harming to be a difficult listen. So that's why, Claire, you may feel that to some extent that the topic, when it's discussed on radio, is slightly diluted as opposed to the way it is portrayed on social media, where people basically say whatever's on their mind. There are no rules in social media, and there's no balance in social media, as you will know as well, when it comes to discussing other topics. So sometimes I reckon we should give more thought and consideration to the way broadcasting is done, the way newspaper reporting is done, the way radio interviews are done, a television presentation of news. It is so different from social media. And you want to put your faith in the television, in the radio and in the newspapers, because there is a balance and there's a control, whether it's about something like suicide or politics or abortion or mixed race communities, whatever it happens to be, you will get the balance that you don't get on social media. And that's why social media, to some extent, should be taken with a pinch of salt. Right, 10:31, when I say social media, I mean individuals inputting to it. I don't mean the broadcasting organisations. You can follow their social media feeds and feel completely confident in what you're reading. But whenever individuals are going on a solo run in social media, you shouldn't be so influenced by it. But Claire, it's a really interesting item that you sent to us, and I do appreciate it. Right, 90333105 077 66 105 105.